Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Angel Coaches Show. We are just starting back again. I took a break for a little while and was on a couple other radio stations, and I'm here on Blog Talk again. And I love Blog Talk, and I, as I said, I tested a few out and said, this is home. Anyway, so welcome to my show, or our show, right? So anyway, a little bit about me before we get started, because I'm just restarting the show again. I'm a life and spiritual and intuitive coach. I help people find out their why they do the things they do. I also am extremely psychic. I've been able to see angels around people since I was 3 years old. And they get clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant. What does that really mean? Well, that will help you if you're calling someone like me to give you a vision of what I see for you. And the angels give me visions to what they see for you and would like to give you the best choices to make. Isn't that cool? Right? And why is that important? Because if you're making the best choice possible, then you're going to have an exquisite life. And I think there's nothing better than having an exquisite life. So I'm not sure how much time we'll use tonight, but usually the people that I talk to have two questions, their love life and their money life or their career or their business, right? So tonight I'm going to talk about soulmates. There are three types, and I wrote a book about them. The name of the book is The Law of Attraction, why we choose what we choose. And so you can find it on Amazon. It's in parentheses. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. So people don't understand the law of attraction. So before I get started any more, I'm going to share what the law of attraction means. What you think about, you bring about. That doesn't mean, that means that anything that you think about, you bring about. So you can either manifest, if the best manifestation and creation for your life is a 10, and the one that has the most challenges is a 1, then it's always better to be able to manifest from 6 to 10, right? Because you're going to get a better quality of life when you do that and consciously do that on purpose. So, or 5, let me say this, 4, 1 through 4 is probably things just happen to you. And they don't just happen to you, but when you choose on purpose, okay, and purpose means, choosing on purpose means that you mean to do it, that you're consciously aware of making that choice, okay? And so that's cool. So tonight, let me back it up a little bit further. There are three types of soulmates that we choose, and why do we choose them? So there are three types. One is a karmic soulmate. One is a twin flame twin soul, and I bet some of you are going, oh, I wish I could find my twin flame twin soul, or do I have my twin flame twin soul? And the other one is a companion soulmate, right? And like I said, my name is Cherie. My last name is Abbott, and Cherie Abbott. And as I said, we wrote a book about this, me and a friend of mine, Diane Bucci. And, you mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. And so that will explain this even more if you'd like. Or after the show, if you want to call me later on in this week or whatever, I'll leave you a number and a way to get in contact with me. What are the three types of soulmates, as I just said? One is karmic. One is companion, and one is twin flame and twin soul. So what are the difference, right? And which one do you have? Do you want to know that, right? Okay. Are you always arguing? Are you always happy? Or are you always wondering why you're not so happy, right? Or wondering why there's I'm not going to call them problems, challenges in your relationship. Okay. So the first one, let's go with that one. The first one is karmic. I'm going to assume that you guys are open, whoever's listening to this now or later, are open to the idea of past lives. So what happens is we have a karmic relationships. That doesn't necessarily mean only lovers or husbands or wives or whatever you want to call them, but that means that karma means that something that happened before, you choose to come back in this lifetime and straighten it out, okay, or make it right. Karma also means if you've done some really wonderful things in a past life, this lifetime you get to experience the great karma with it. So karma, a better way of looking at it, karma isn't always negative or it isn't always positive. It just is what it is. It's part of, it's a universal law. Another way of looking at it, karma always sees, right? I've got that actually on my Facebook, Angel Coaches. It's one of my, not Facebook, well, I do have Angel Coaches on Facebook, but on my Instagram account is Angel Coaches. So check me out there, Cherie Abbott, and my username is Angel Coaches. But so the karmic soulmate always sees. So you come back and you say, okay, well, I've got this woman, I've got this guy, and we're always having problems, right? And the same thing is happening. Let me give you an example of that because I have a lot of clients that I work with. I have a lady, and she says, you know what? I'm choosing this guy. She goes, I have this guy in my life, and he doesn't want to commit. And I don't know why he doesn't want to commit. I've tried to do everything. Well, first problem is, or challenge is, never a problem, but a challenge, challenges that she's trying to make him commit. Doesn't work. And she does love her, but he also likes to choose. You know, most people like to choose for themselves. When I'm looking back and look at their karmic past, they have a few past lifetimes where there's where she's left him, he's left her, and you know, in a past life, it doesn't necessarily mean you're a man or a woman all the time. It means you could be either or. You can, you know, and it doesn't mean that you this lifetime they love each other and they want to be together. But that past life, I mean, there could be a lot of different types of relationships. But when I'm looking at the most recent past life that these two have had, she left him for somebody else, and she was a woman and he was a guy, and so in this lifetime, she's here to find to iron out the karma with him. And what does that mean? That means that she has to stay through some trying times with him, okay, to make sure that you know, to understand what he felt in a past life, okay, when she left him and he didn't know quite what to do, devastated. Okay. So, I mean, that happens in a lot of different lifetimes, and that I'm not negating that to not being important, but I want you to understand that. And they, you know, that's what that means. So she's a karmic soulmate with him and him with her. So he's having a hard time committing. He's afraid of commitment. And I told her, listen, if you just stay the course, you know, and if you can't stay the course, that's okay too. If you want to leave and meet somebody else, that's fine. But she's so drawn to him. She goes, I can't explain it. I'm so drawn to him. I go, I get it. It's a karmic bond with you too, you know. And she says, what does that mean? I said, well, you know, you can say, please help me. Thank you. Or I am asking for your help. I always like using I am because that's that part of you that's connected to God, the great I am, if you believe in God. And to say, God, I'm asking you to help me with this person that I can bounce the karma between us. And so on that note, that's what she's doing. And she goes, it's so painful. I go, I get it. And I have another guy. He says, I'm married and I like this woman. I want to be with her and I love her. He says, but why can't I be with her? And I go, you love her. Does she love you? Yes, but I feel drawn to my wife. Not drawn to her. How do you say it? He says, I feel like I have to stay with my wife. And I go, okay. And I said, so I'm looking back at because I look back at past lives, you know, I think a lot of people that we all can do that if we choose. I'm looking back at the past lives, and I said, there's two things going on here. First of all, you left your wife now separated, and it was like she and you separated in a past life, and she didn't want to, and you did, and you left her. You left her at the aisle. And I said, and then there's another past life where you died in a war and she had to raise your children by herself. I said, this woman that you're infatuated with or that you love, I'm not going to say infatuated, but that you love, I just said infatuated, right? So please forgive me. I said, you and her wanted to be together, but you couldn't. And so this last time, it's like doing the right thing with your wife that you're currently married to. And then when she's had enough and she meets the man of her dreams, because you're not the man of her dreams, she wants somebody that loves her for her, be committed to her. And I said, that is her karmic relationship with you, to let you go and you let her go and you can move on. And he goes, well, when's that going to happen? I go, when you choose it. And so that's a whole another thing. He says, okay, well, I choose it. I go, great. Then live that choice. You know, he says, well, I'm not ready to. I go, okay. You'll know when you're ready. And he says, what about the woman? I go, you can't start a new relationship when you have an existing relationship, and you never start a new relationship without releasing the old. That's just a universal law right there, right? So that gives you an idea what karmic relationships are. We come back in this lifetime to settle a karma relationship, and so it's called karmic relationships. Pretty simple, right? Sounds simple, but when I just explain it, that can be a bit confusing. And a lot of times, it's not even if you believe in a past life. Karma is always happening. good karma, or let me put it like this, positive karma, 6 through 10. Remember, 10's the best, 1's not the most challenging. So, you know, when we're treating someone, remember when we're dating, we first started dating, and we lie to someone, or we don't tell them the truth, or we be the best we possibly can, and because that's who we are. So that's good karma. That's not so good karma. So we're building, we have karma going on all the time, and it's important, right? So what does that mean? How do you make the best karma? By making the best choices that you can, being the best version of yourself every day. And then just, you know, one of the ways to balance that karmic relationship is say, I am choosing to balance that karmic relation, the karma relationship between me and whoever, and please, I'm asking your help. God, your higher power in yourself, your part of yourself, whatever you believe in, okay? So that's karmic. And what about, I'm going to end it on the companion soulmates on this one. So then you have twin flame, twin soul. And we've read so much about that, right? We're like, oh, we want that because that's the other half of me. If you're a female, that can be the other male part of you. If you're a male, that can be the female part of you. There is a thought and an idea that we were split, one soul is split in two halves, one's male, one's female, one's male, one's male, one's female, one's female. I'm not saying that it has to be male, female, female, male. I'm saying it's just two souls, or one soul was split in two halves, okay? And so the twin flame, twin soul is the other half of ourselves. And there is a thought that, and I believe in this personally, that the twin flame, twin soul part of us, you know, that we have to wait several lifetimes actually before we get the opportunity to come together in one lifetime. And why do we have to wait several lifetimes typically, usually? Because we're always evolving, right? We're always balancing karma, good or not so good, or good or challenging. I don't want to use not so good. And so when we come back in one lifetime, that means we can be together with our twin flame and twin soul. Now, it sounds beautiful, doesn't it? And it is. But sometimes before we get to that point where we can be with them, there is some challenges with that relationship. I have a client, and she and he met. They both met each other, love each other. They knew it was twin flame, twin soul from the get-go. By the way, karmic soulmates are like this too. They knew they are immediately attracted to each other. They don't even understand why. And then they realize it's the karma that they got to balance, right? Because the relationship never feels, is not 100%. Well, it's not even 100%. It's always got challenges in it. A twin flame, twin soul can come together too. And they usually have challenges as well. They can work them out. And when they work them out, it's like, what did my grandmother used to say? Two peas in a pod. Or it's like peanut butter and jelly. I'm giving you some things that will, you know, hopefully make you smile, but also help you realize that twin flame, twin souls are challenging. They can be a lot of ups and downs to get together, and they may not choose to get together in this lifetime. They look at each other and say, okay, we'll have to wait again and find each other at another later date, you know, another lifetime, and that's okay too. And you're like, why would we do that? And, well, because we think this lifetime is all there is, and it's all about the choices, and it is. And I promise you this, if we don't connect with our twin flame, twin soul in this lifetime, we will again. And we always meet in a place called heaven, heaven, land, paradise, whatever you think that is, and we can talk and work it out if we're going to meet in the next lifetime or two lifetimes from now or whatever. So the twin flames, twin souls are very challenging usually, and to stay together. As I said, I have a client, they fell madly, passionately in love. Circumstances caused him to move back to another part of the world and her to stay in this part of the world. And they were together for, I think, a year or so. And it was 18 years later, and they came back together. And they saw, and when I talked to them, they came to me, and so beautiful. They came to me and said, well, they said to me, Therese, we had to grow, and we couldn't be together right then, but we can be together now. And I said, yeah, I get it. And one of the things that needed to happen was that they both needed to marry other people and have children with them. And their destiny was not to get married and have children. Their destiny was to realize that love never dies. It just doesn't. And so they came together again 18 years later. One was divorced and the other one is a widower. Is that how you say that? Widower, right? Widow. And now they're living together, building a beautiful life, and young, still young enough to really enjoy the passion. Well, we never forget to enjoy the passion, right? My father's getting married, and he's not really young. He's my dad. And so he's getting to get married again. So, and he says this is his twin flame, twin soul. I think it's so special. But he had to wait several years to meet her. And so, as I said, you can come back in the same lifetime. You can come back in a lifetime or two lifetimes or whatever lifetimes. But if you can work it out in one lifetime, it usually means such an exquisite, special relationship that you can have. But sometimes it takes some time, okay? And then, of course, there's companion soulmates. I love companion soulmates. I've met and had them myself. And remember, all these soulmates I'm talking about doesn't necessarily mean love relationships. They can mean sister, brother, mother, dad, mother, father, cousins, best friends. It doesn't matter. But because we get caught in the idea of this is our the one that I want to be with and love and sleep with and do all the things that couples do. I'm not saying that it can't be that, but Edgar Cayce is a good example that his companion soulmate, which I'm going to talk about in just a second, his companion soulmate was his wife, but his twin flame was a secretary. And they just knew what each other was thinking, and she worked well with him, and they were friends. But his wife was the one he loved and wanted to marry and be with until, I guess, the day he died, right? Because I don't think he ever divorced. So that was his companion soulmate, and his secretary was his twin flame, twin soul. You know, so that's that. So, you know, if you look at all your relationships and you say, okay, is this a companion soulmate or twin flame, twin soul, or a karmic soulmate, you know, you can look at that if you're having, if from day one you've had problems and it's, you know, and you're still having, not problems, I like to call them challenges. If you're still having challenges, then typically that's probably a karmic soulmate. If you are with someone that it took a little bit of time to work out and, you know, you had a lot of hiccups in the beginning, and now it's settled, that can be a companion soulmate or a twin flame, twin soul. If it feels like that person, you know what they're thinking, they're the you guys are like one what is that? One soul having two bodies, right? Isn't that beautiful? One soul having two bodies, then that's probably a twin flame, twin soul relationship. Beautiful, isn't it? And love is love, and it as I said, you know, Edgar Cayce had his wife who was his companion soulmate and his secretary, which was his twin flame, twin soul. Okay? And so what is a companion soulmate? Well, let's talk about that. I love companion soulmates. I swear to you, they are amazing. Because there's usually no hardship with them. They're just easy. Do you have a best friend that you've been with maybe for a long time, or you met somebody immediately you like them? Usually that's a companion soulmate. That can be your family members, that can be your friends, that can be your girlfriend, boyfriend, that can be, you know, whatever that relationship is. And you can have more than one companion soulmate. But I like them because they're easy, and they got your back and you got theirs. They'll climb a wall with you and be on the other side with you without, have you ever had a girl or guy that you've been with just bitch and moan, or maybe your parents, right? So you're like, oh, why are you doing this, right? So, but a companion soulmate will just be with you, holding your hand and connecting with you. I love them. And, you know, my guy right now, I'm not sure if he's a companion soulmate or a twin flame, twin soul. It doesn't really matter. But I do know this. I really feel he is my companion soulmate. As I said, I'm not sure 100%, but I wouldn't bet that's the way it is. Because, you know what, he is like so amazing. And he showed me how to be in a relationship. And, you know, because most of my life I've been single and happy with that. You know what I mean? I've dated different people, casually dated, and had a few relationships. But I said, I'll wait for the right one. And I had dreams about him, and here he is. But, you know, we've been together and we're engaged and whatnot. But one of the things that I love about him is just that he is easy to be with. And so if you got a best friend, you got a sister or brother, you got a cousin, you've got a mom or dad or both, or you've got a boyfriend or girlfriend, and it's just easy from day one to be with. I said that you may have some ups and downs, but typically it's pretty easy, okay? And you may, and even when it's easy, if you have some, a few hiccups, it's probably your twin flame, twin soul. I mean, not your twin flame, twin soul, but your companion soulmate. They are here to have your back, and you have theirs, okay? Isn't that cool? I'm so glad, because if you have a karmic soulmate relationship, and by the way, we all do, then that can make your life a heck of a lot easier, right? So I wanted to share that with you. And how do you choose them? Let's do it. Can I talk about that a little bit and give you some information here? How do you choose your karmic or karmic relationships or any relationships before you get here, okay, before you come to born, you're born, okay? We're all souls on the other side. We're picking and choosing our lives and our partners, right? There's no accidents that you chose your mom and your dad or your sisters, your brothers, or your friends or whatever. You choose that. They choose that before we ever get here, because we have a soul agreement to learn, excuse me, learn lessons, okay, and to teach lessons. I have a client now, and she says, I want to help people. And she just went through Reiki training with me because I'm a Reiki teacher, and she's worked with me. And she's done a lot of healing in her life. And she says, I really want to help people be the best they can be. And I said, the way you do that is you every day work on being the best version of yourself that you can be, right? And I said, therefore, you can teach that, right? Because it's in your awareness. That's who you are. And that's what I do. I try to be the best version of myself that I possibly can. And so I said, remember this. When you're up in heavenly and or heaven or paradise, whatever you call it, you choose the lessons that you want to learn and what you want to teach. And I'm going to tell you guys this, okay, that are listening now or later. One of the things that I love about this lifetime, or any lifetime, is that there's no mistakes here. You know, we choose our parents, right? That's a hard one, right? Can you imagine? Right. I remember my mom when I was a kid. She said, you know, you chose this, your dad and I for your parents. I go, really? I'm like, are you kidding? And I must have been insane. But I wasn't. And I look at my life and I go, if I had lived a certain way, right, because I'm originally from North Carolina. I love the South. I love the North Carolina people. I live in South Florida now in Fort Lauderdale. But I know that if I didn't go through certain things that I went through with my folks and after I left home, but my parents really conditioned me, and you're like, oh, you're so lucky. Well, you know what? We had challenges. We all do. And our parents do the best we can, or they can for us. And we do the best we can as parents, but we are here to learn certain things. And my parents set me up to do that. And I look at myself and the choices that I made, and I realized that if I'd had a different type of parent or different way of doing things, I wouldn't do the work that I'm doing now. And I know I'm supposed to do that. And I chose the circumstances and the people in my life to make that happen. And I'm telling you something, you did too, okay? We all did. There's no mistakes here, okay? So that's, we have a soul agreement to learn what we learn. I'm going to make this suggestion to you. As I said, this is important. I am a... if you want to do a past life regression or find out what your soul agreements are, or if you want to know if your relationships are soul, a karmic or a companion or a twin flame twin soul, then give me a call or hit me up on an email, Terrie@angelcoaches.org. My first name is TerrieE@angelcoaches.org, 954-636-9401. This is important because the soulmates that you're attracting, you're like, okay, why is this always happening in a relationship? And then you've got to look at what's happening. Are you happy? Is there a lack of integrity? Is there a lack of honesty, which is a part of integrity? You know, is there a lot of honesty? Are you always happy? I'm not saying always, but majority of time you're happy. Then why do you choose who you choose? What's going on? What is your soul's lessons? What is your soul's, what you're supposed to teach here? What's your past life? If you want to do a past life regression to give you more clarity, that will help you design a life where you're following your bliss and you're living your bliss. And I really believe that we all have that opportunity to do that. Okay? So finding your soul agreements, what kind of soulmate you're attracting, and what's your life purpose, right? You're like, Tree, why is that important? Because if you know your life purpose, you know your soul agreements, the more knowledge you have, the more information you have to make better choices, right? So that's, I'm just going to leave that like that, and then you can take it or not take it, or maybe later or whatever. I'm giving you a way to get in touch with me. I think this is super important, you guys. So on that note, I went over a lot of stuff, haven't I? Okay, we went over life purpose. What's your life purpose? Ah, let me talk about this, because I wrote a list of things I want to talk about. Yearly readings. As I said, they're 2019, let me start off like this. 2019 is a tremendous year for all of us here. And you know, I'm saying in the States and wherever you're at, and, you know, in America, across the world, it is a tremendous year for us all. There is a lot of good things happening. And I want to say this. One of the things that I talk about in yearly readings, and I only do them once a year, from October to December 31st, October 1 to December 31st. And what do the yearly readings cover? Who are the angels working with you, or a higher part of yourself? It doesn't really matter. Ascended masters, what messages do they have? How are they helping you in your love life, your career life, your business life, your relationships with your family? Are you getting married? Are you going to have a baby? What's your soul's purpose? What kind of challenges have you got this year? What kind of good stuff? Is there a house on the, you know, if you're looking to buy a house or start a business, is this the right time to do this? Do they see this? You know, there's just all these questions that you can answer in your yearly reading. So that's what I offer to you if you want to get in touch with me and schedule that. They are wonderful, and I record them. So how do you do that? If you want to schedule a yearly reading with me, then call me at 954-636-9401. Once again, my name is Tree Abbott, or you can email me at Tree, T-E-R-R-Y-E, at angelcoaches.org. I love the yearly readings because, as I said, there's a lot of good things happening this year. What kind of things do you need to invest in? You know, last year, I remember, I did a yearly reading for, and I'll do one again, you know, for what's going on in our financial world, in the housing industry, investments to make, and I saw that the Bitcoin, right, I saw some investments with that is a 2018 was the year to do that, you know, where you have the Bitcoin or the, you know what I'm saying, anyway, I don't need to talk about that anymore, so I lost my whole train of thought, but anyway, there's investments that you can invest in this year that's going to be tremendous in 2019, and the virtual coin, that's what I'm saying, virtual money. So I really chose that, and I think there's a, if you go on my Facebook page, Tree Abbott, you'll see that I did a video about it. Anyway, YouTube, Angel Coaches. So on that note, I'm going to do the same thing in 2019 across the U.S., okay? That's a big, you know, what investments to make. What kind of things are what investments are going to be good? Housing, some things that are going on across the world with different countries. What we have to be aware of. What we have to look out for. What we can enjoy. And there's some wonderful things that are happening next year. It's just a cool year, and we've been waiting a long time for it. So I hope that helps. Anyway, so if you want to schedule some time with me personally. Tree, 954-636-9401, or Tree at angelcoaches.org. You guys are amazing. Thank you for listening to me, and I appreciate it more than you know, and I hope you get a lot out of the show. I felt a little tongue-tied tonight because I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm talking about some things that a lot of people really have challenges with in soulmates, what to invest in, yearly readings, what to look forward to. There's no such thing as bad things happening to you. There's only challenges. And if you give me a call and you want to schedule some time with me to do yearly or just a regular time with me, that's cool because I'm going to give you the best information I get. The angels, and I'll tell you who you're working with or who's working with you, who you're working with, and why that happens. with the angels and your higher power. Anyway, you have a wonderful night, and I will see you. I'm going to actually do a show tomorrow, too, I think at 3 p.m., and thank you for listening in, those who are listening in now or listening in later, and have a wonderful night. Once again, I've said that 3-4 times. Bye now.